Belinda's online. Hello, Belinda.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
All right, darling. What's happening?
I have an almost nine-year-old now, and when she was three, I remember her saying to me in the bathtub, "Where's my doodle? I want to have a doodle."
Mm.
Sorry about the language.
No, that's all right, darling. I don't think anyone's offended by such language.
Hope not.
That's what mums say. Yep, that's fine.
But she really wanted to be a boy. She had a big brother. She had a younger brother.
Mm.
But at the time, she wanted to be a boy because that's what she thought was around her. She's now nearly nine. She's happy to be a girl, but she's not girly. She's very much a tomboy. But that, I don't get this whole safe school thing, because if that was in when she started kindergarten, I guarantee she probably would have said, "I want to be a boy." And somebody probably would have started the change with her and made her want to be a boy. There's just no common sense. Children go through these things. And it's not until they get a little bit older that they understand, hey, wait a minute, just because I don't like girly things doesn't mean I don't want to be a girl.
You know what they need to do with safe schools? They need to get young mothers like you around a table, Belinda, so that the people making the decisions, who in many cases are childless, can understand what you go through every day of your life being a mum.
Oh, thanks, Ray.
Because the common sense that young mothers illustrate in this program is just absolutely breathtaking and sustains me.
Thank you.
No, please don't be embarrassed. I mean it. I mean, the smartest people I talk to on a regular basis are young mothers like you, when we're talking about matters pertaining to children particularly. And you should have a say, not just you, but every young mother, over this issue. It shouldn't be made by old blokes who had kids a long time ago, or by men or women who are childless. It should be made by people who experience on a day-to-day basis what happens with a child.
Well, she's, like I said, she's very happy to be a girl now, and she's, oh, I don't want to be a boy. Boys are disgusting.
But at three, she wanted to be a boy.
But if you ask her to wear pink or put a dress on, she'll look at you like you're an alien, because there's no way she would ever want to wear pink or put a dress or a skirt on. She's not girly in any way.
Mm.
She's very much a tomboy, but she wants to be a girl now.
Good girl. Look after yourself.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Belinda. All the best, darling.